Attendees of the Bills game Sunday might have noticed a small difference lurking under the large scoreboard at the Ralph. Painted red and blue, 30 small wind turbines, about 3 feet in height apiece, were spinning in the breeze. But they don't look like the large windmills on Lake Erie.
In some cases, some people call them the egg beater type. They rotate on a vertical axis, as opposed to the type that you're used to seeing.
That's Dan Bates, CEO of Windstream Technologies. Bates says the turbines can provide a, quote, meaningful percentage of electricity, but he couldn't say specifically what that would mean at the Ralph. But he says home games are just a small part of the equation.
And it generates energy 24/7. So game day yesterday was 1 to 4 p.m. on a Sunday, but Tuesday afternoon at 3 o'clock, it'll still be generating energy.
While the Ralph has been said to need more than $100 million in upgrades and repairs, the turbines, at about $200 apiece, were relatively cheap. And Bates says they'll eventually pay for themselves. For WNED, I'm Daniel Robison.